Students demanded that the administration of an Ivy League college rename one of its buildings. It had been named in honor of George Washington. Students reminded officials that Washington, although a Revolutionary War hero and the country's founding father and first president, was also a slave owner. After weighing their P's and C's, administration officials renamed it the Jack Arabus Building. The students were pleased. Students nationwide demanded the same treatment for buildings on their campuses bearing George's moniker. Again, it was done. Activists nationwide thought, hey, why stop at campuses? Why not rename George everything, everywhere in America? Despite opposition from the same people who'd lost the war, it was done. The Social Security Fund footed the bill. Manhattan's George Washington Bridge became Manhattan's Jack Arabus Bridge. Washington, D.C. became Arabus, D.C. Washington State became Arabus State. Everyone celebrated, except those people who'd been named George or Washington or both.